Doodlebug Summer by Alison Prince, read by Gillian Walton. Chapter 1. Pauline and Me. "He's such a good tree," Pauline says. "Yes, lovely. We both know how we feel about it. Words aren't needed, really. It's almost 3 years since our tree nearly got destroyed, but we still have these moments of feeling glad it's here. I'm above her, sitting astride the big branch that sticks out sideways. Pauline's in the place where the main trunk divides. She doesn't like being higher up. She says there's too much air under her feet. I don't mind. It's like being on a big horse, riding through the sky. I can see the bomb crater over the top of the bushes from where I am. It's near the barbed wire encampment where the anti-aircraft guns are. There's water at the bottom of the crater now, and brambles are growing round the edge. It isn't the only one. A whole stick of bombs fell on the common that night, but this is the one that nearly got our tree. We didn't know until we came up a day or two later. Most of its smaller branches had been blown off and it looked an awful mess, but it was still standing. The air raid stopped soon after that. Nights went by and the sirens didn't sound. We went on sleeping in the shelter in our garden for quite a while. Then Mum said she thought we could come back indoors. It's been great to sleep in my own bed, with a proper bedside light instead of a hurricane oil lamp hanging on the concrete wall and casting weird shadows. "We had a letter from my dad this morning," Pauline says. "Did you? Is he okay?" "Her dad is away in the army." "Yes.